All right, welcome to order. Welcome everybody back to a new academic year with the Graduate Professional Student Assembly. So happy to see so many faces. I know I'm seeing a lot of people I saw at the Grad Connect event, so thank you for coming out. Shout out to Gianna also for helping put that together, the Graduate Student Life. We'll kick it off and the clerk will call the roll.
Vishwa Barua. Nicholas Brennan.
Present.
G. Candelaria.
Present.
Anna Fernanda Cardenas.
Here.
Paul Caruso.
Here.
Cameron Chappelle.
Present.
Chappell.
I think.
Sorry.
B was on Zoom.
Oh.
Yeah, B is on
Zoom. Obviously. Thank you. Jason Chabirko.
Present.
Andy Garcia Ortiz. Irene Gattini.
Present.
Mac James.
Here.
Yusuf Khaled. Claire King.
Present.
Anurag Koyata.
Present.
Zhong Yan Liu.
Zhong Yan is on Zoom and doesn't have audio, or doesn't have microphone.
Thank you. Xander Lynch.
Here.
Clarice Meffer.
Present.
Yan Nguyen.
Here.
Morelis Ortiz. Katie Rohrbaugh.
Here.
Seem Sepp.
Here.
Alicia Basquiat.
Here.
Sarah Raimondi.
Here.
We have 18.
All right. I just want to make a quick announcement on behalf of the Office of the Assembly. If you are here today as a field fellow or a field representative for your respective department, you could please send an email to the Office of the Assembly. Jessica, I don't know if you had an email you'd like to advertise, but you can find it on their website also.
Yep, assembly@cornell.edu.
Perfect. assembly@cornell.edu. If you could just let them know that you're here representing your field. All right. So with that, I think we can kick it off with an update. I want to point out, along with the meeting packet for today, there is a full schedule of presentations for the semester. So one tradition in GPSA is having different university units, offices, leadership come to the GPSA and give a presentation on the happenings of their department. Today, we have Katie King from the Cornell Office of Civil Rights, who will be talking about that new office. And so if you're ever interested in who's coming up and who will be speaking, please, we have it all filled out for the semester already. So please note that. And with that, I'm gonna turn it over to Annifer for our executive committee update.
Do you wanna do that?
Yeah, okay, so. Yeah, so I don't have any updates as of right now.
All right, thank you, Annifer. We'll turn it over to Xander for operations and staffing committee.
So my main goal for this year, and this kind of a recruitment pitch, is to review all the internal documents that GPSA has for how each committee runs and what the procedures are, what kinds of things that committee has done in the past. So if you are interested in that and you are a voting member and need to be placed on a committee as part of being a voting member, think about ops, because that's what we are going to do this year. But otherwise, let me know if you have any questions. I'm the one to come to if you like are going to have trouble attending meetings or, need something in that vein. But yeah.
Thank you, Xander. This time we'll turn it over to Seem with the Appropriations Committee.
Hi, thank you. The main update for me is that for the fee setting year, we have started to accept applications for all the pylon organizations. The emails have been sent out, so I urge them to reply and put in the application. And besides that, it's also been, we've been working with the finance committee to give us all those funding allocations that honor our things.
All right, honor our with the finance commission?
Yeah. So the initial allocations have been made to all clubs based on membership and entire year spend. We're not going through the appeals process for clubs that feel they should be in a different tier or had discrepancies in last year's accounts. This should all be handled by the next Friday. And then later this week, we'll be making additional field funding bonuses, which we're reviving a program from a few years back. So if you're the flagship club in your field, you get an extra $750. And we're going through those applications. And there'll be a similar appeals process. I'll start next week after we make those applications this week. And then also, if you're attending this meeting on behalf of a club for attendance requirement, which means your club is in either tier 4 or 5, there will be a QR code on the screen about now. Just you'll have a minute to scan that for your details in, and we'll log on our end the day of attendance.
All right, I'll still remember to do that. Meantime, I'm going to turn it over to Irene, the Student Advocacy Committee.
Absolutely. So for Student Advocacy Committee, we've decided to absorb and kind of workshop our universal TCAT access for Cornell graduate professional students resolution. We're planning on just talking about it more. We want to welcome some more opinions and student perspectives on it, as well as some professional kind of eyes on it as well before we bring it to the assembly. So that's kind of what we're working on right now. For anyone that's at this meeting that's interested in being some of those student perspectives, my email is IG297, and you can just reach out to me and you'll be included in some of those meetings. That's all.
Thank you, Irene. Paul with the programming board.
Hey, everyone. Not too much to report. I am those unaware, the programming board puts together the gala at the end of the year primarily. I'm starting to put together that team. If you're interested in helping out in any capacity, even if it's carrying some boxes, I want to hear from you. You can reach me at prc82@cornell.edu. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Paul. This time I'll turn it over to the Faculty Advising, Teaching, and Mentorship Award Committee, or FATMAC for short. Jason,
that's right. Indeed, much easier to remember and certainly easier. So hello, I'm Jason Chaperco. As the name of my committee implies, one of the things that we are responsible for, especially getting started in the spring, is looking for recommendations for whom should be awarded. Who has provided a great contribution to Cornell's community? Did you have a postdoc who's been really helpful? Graduate TA, any faculty, professor, advisor, mentor, anything. We want to hear how people have improved Cornell's environment so that we can give them the award that they deserve. And so if you're interested in contributing to that, certainly FATMAC will be looking for committee members. So stay tuned.
Thank you so much, Jason. And as a note to everybody, as a member or a voting member of the GPSA, everybody will be assigned to a committee within the next between now and the next meeting. That will be Xander putting that together. And so as you kind of hear these committee updates, maybe keep in mind some of the different initiatives you might be most interested in. All right. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Jason for a short presentation in his capacity as interim chair of the Specialist Grants Committee. As background, last semester, and I'm sure I'm stealing some of Jason's thunder, he's going to explain this again. But last semester, we passed a resolution that instantiated a special grants committee that would dole out reserve funding that has been accumulating in GPSA's coffers for some number of years now. Jason laid some of the preparatory work this summer as interim chair, and today he's going to give an update on that work. I'll turn it over to you, Jason.
Yeah, of course. So yes, as Nick eloquently stated, one of the things that I've also been doing over the summer is serving as the interim chair for the Special Grants Committee. And so, what is the Special Grant? Luckily, I'm going to give a very brief spiel on 5 of the most important questions that you need to know about this committee. So the first question is why? Why did we put the Special Grant Committee together? Well, if I can move the thing here. Maybe a panel, well, there we go. My apologies. So one of the things that the GPSA is responsible for, as you know, is collecting a student activity fee from graduate and professional students. That $55 a semester does not go unused. In fact, it is distributed to three main blocks: the internal budget that funds the work that we do here, the byline organizations, which Seem will talk a little bit more about in the appropriations process, and all of the student orgs that we have on campus. And so with approximately $1 million, that money goes to a lot of places. But one of the things that's notable, there we go, is that over the years, any unused funds, in particular I'm highlighting from the student org bucket, goes back to a reserve fund. And after some amount of time, that reserve fund has acquired a decent amount of money in it. And so the GPSA sought to figure out what to do with that money. And so what we actually did is put together the special grants committee. Resolution 9 last year was important for actually creating this committee that, again, I am the interim chair of. And when Nick told me, hey, you could spend your summer on vacation or work on the special grants committee, I immediately turned off and went to the special grants committee to work. And so who's actually done a lot of this work? Well, while I might be interim chair, we have a number of incredible faces here who you certainly will see both throughout the GPSA's process, but have contributed in some capacity to making the interim special grants committee work. And so one of the things that I'll mention is that we are voting on a chairperson. I may or may not be interested in such things, but if you are interested, we do have to get this chair elected today. So look forward to that. And so the next question is how? Well, the progress that all of those wonderful people have contributed to is on the top left here, a table of contents for a document detailing everything there is to know about the committee, how it operates, how grants will be received, reviewed, and then eventually actually recommended to the GPSA for funding. You can use this QR code if you're on the box, which, by the way, make sure you're on the box. Make sure you have access to GPSA documents if you should. Then a timeline on the bottom here is that we've created the framework. Good job. Oh, Jess.
Sorry, I'm going to pause, Jason. You're only in the box if you're a GPSA member. If you have things in there you want others to access, we need to make them open to anyone with the link.
We can do. And so I do have that. If you would like to see the link and you're interested, that can be arranged. So at the very least, creating the framework for the committee, done. The next goal, once we get our actual chair, is to solicit and advise various organizations, university units, and et cetera, on actually putting together a grant to then submit with a deadline of approximately middle of November. The committee will then review all of these grants for the next month. And then in the spring, late January, the committee will say, hey, you're the ones that we think should get funding. And it's up to you guys, the voting members of GPSA, to say which ones should or should not get funded. And so when is it happening? Well, right now. One of the things that we've put together is this one pager for the grant proposals. This is going to go out in communications, either on the communique or with Andy's assistance on various social medias. But you can look at this QR code here to actually go to a Qualtrics survey.